From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Gay activists won a big victory in New Hampshire today. The state Senate voted to allow gay couples to join in civil unions. Democratic Governor John Lynch says he'll sign the bill, which grants homosexuals in the state the same legal rights enjoyed by married couples. New Hampshire now joins Vermont, Connecticut, and New Jersey in offering civil unions. Josh Rogers of member station NHPR reports.
No one who traveled to Concord to witness the vote had much doubt about the outcome, but that didn't stop them from showing up. They began gathering at the State House several hours before the Senate convened, and by the time the bill was taken up, dozens filled the gallery in the hall outside the Senate chamber trying to hear a debate best summed up on the Senate floor by Republican Jack Barnes.
We all know the vote, so I'm not standing up to try to convince you because I'm not going to be able to do that. If I could, I would, but I can't.
Barnes was right. The vote was 14-10 with all Democrats in support and all Republicans against. Extra state troopers were stationed in the chamber to quell public outbursts that never came. After the vote, though, things did get a bit rowdy in the hall as those on both sides of the debate reacted and reporters gathered quotes.
Who's down in this area? If you want to do your interviews, it's a prime area. Can I do it?
After security moved on, Democratic lawmaker Gail Morrison was quick to flash the commitment ring she plans to wear at her union ceremony.
We've been waiting for this for 25 years, some legal recognition, and it will move us quite a way ahead as far as being able to live as other people live. My partner and I we've already talked to our minister.
Others, however, were in no mood to celebrate. High school French teacher Peter Mahegan told anybody willing to listen that gay unions just don't make sense.
Biology doesn't permit the equation. I have a male plug here and I have a male plug here. I can tie the two together with duct tape, but I don't produce light.
Al Baldessaro is a Republican state rep. He says most of his constituents share his view that letting gays form civil unions will hurt New Hampshire.
I believe that there's a resident out there in New Hampshire that will take this to court that believes that this is wrong.
He and other opponents hope today's vote comes with consequences for the legislators who made civil unions law.
Because I think it's pushing their rights or their choice onto me. I think it's pushing their choice onto my children on the beaches. They'll all attract here to New Hampshire like a magnet.
But if that does happen, Democratic lawmaker Ed Butler, co-owner of an inn in the northern New Hampshire town of Hart's location, will be ready. Butler is a justice of the peace who says he'll perform civil unions at his inn. And as his partner Les Shove joked, if union seekers come, they'll be more than welcome.
At the Knoxland Inn, we always have champagne on ice, waiting for the next celebration.
And if things go according to plan, they'll be popping the first corks in January when New Hampshire civil unions law takes effect. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
And if you want to know where your state falls in the debate over legalizing gay marriage, you can check out our interactive map at npr.org.